Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with myself, Tass, and Macca.
Thank you, Macca. What are we doing next? Okay, so continuing a little bit in a political bent, Luke Beck.
Oh, just for something a bit different.
Something a bit different. Luke Beck is an ASPRO, and Tass and I always joke about that. An ASPRO is an associate professor of...
I think Luke might be a professor.
Oh, is it? Well, Luke will be able to...
We'll
have to correct us whether he's an ASPRO or a pro. of constitutional law at Monash University. Good morning, Luke, and please set the record straight for us.
Good morning, associate professor. So a little bit more practice before I'm a pro, it would seem.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, I had promoted you. I apologise.
There you go. You didn't...
I'm happy for promotion.
Yeah. You didn't get tenure, but you got promoted. Who knows? Yes. Look, this week, and you've written on this, Luke. Labor and the Liberal National Parties joined forces in federal parliament on some legislation that has weakened the political donation laws in Australia, which were already pretty weak. Can you explain to our listeners what they've actually done and what that means?
And how did they do it? Because it hasn't really had a lot of traction in the media.
Yeah, so this happened last week. And so if you remember last week, a lot was going on last week. We had the lead up to the Queensland election. We had the lead up to the American election. We had the end of Melbourne lockdown. So people were distracted. And so while we were all distracted, both major parties, the Coalition and Labor Party, both as bad as each other on this, they teamed up in federal parliament and they weakened our federal political donations laws. And what they did, they essentially did two things. And both of these things override the existing state anti-corruption rules. So in states like Queensland and New South Wales, and also the ACT, certain categories of people are banned from making political donations, including property developers, for the reason that a whole series of inquiries from anti-corruption commissions like the New South Wales, ICAC, and the Queensland Crime and Misconduct Commission shows that there is a propensity for property developer donations to lead to political and governmental corruption. So they've been banned. And in those jurisdictions, they're banned. You're banned from making donations to state and local politicians and campaigns, and you're also banned from making general donations to the political parties. And so a general donation is just you're giving money and then the party can decide how they spend it for federal or state or campaigns or just for their general operating costs. And what the federal parliament did was override that to an extent. The law passed by Parliament last week says that henceforth, property developers are allowed to give donations to state political parties. So a couple of weeks ago, it was illegal for my prison for property developers to give money to state political parties and for those parties to accept the money. Now that's perfectly legal. And the second thing they did was say that no one has to tell anybody else about it. It's only donations over $14,300 that have to be disclosed. Whereas under state law, it's donations of $1,000 or more. So from now, if you're a dodgy property developer and you want to curry favour with one of the political parties, you are perfectly within your rights, perfectly legal now, to donate $14,000 to a political party and keep it secret, and that party is allowed to keep it secret. And if that happens to lead to some, beneficial property development assessment outcome, well, no one will know about that either.
So, Luke, why did the government and the opposition, I mean, we can all suspect our own reasons for why, why do you believe, because with the opposition supporting it, it's not going to be challenged in the Senate.
It's passed the Senate.
Why have they done this, considering both parties' history, you know, with not just getting the snout in the trough, but both front trotters at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
I just find this extraordinary that they can't agree on anything other than enabling corruption.
Yeah, so they seem not to be able to agree on anything, but they can agree that it's acceptable to accept secret donations from property developers. And so that is really quite extraordinary. So what they say the reason is two things. So they say that this clarifies the interaction between federal and state donations laws, and that's absolutely true. It does bring much more clarity. It's now crystal clear that political parties can accept secret donations from property developers as long as they say it's for federal campaign purposes. And the second explanation they give is that it's not appropriate for state laws to regulate federal donations, which is pretty pathetic, really. State laws, political donation laws in this country are quite robust, really. They're quite good. You have to disclose everything over $1,000. Dodgy people are banned from making donations. There are quite strong state anti-corruption commissions. And our federal laws were pretty pathetic and weak to start with. There's no federal anti-corruption commission, and you don't have to disclose donations except for donations over $14,300. And you don't even have to disclose them anytime soon. Federal donations only get disclosed, or the ones over $14,300. They only get disclosed after the next election. Whereas at the state level, they have what some people call real-time reporting. They have to disclose them within sort of 7 to 14 days. So you find out pretty quickly where they're getting the money from. Now, that's kind of, I call bullshit on that. It's not about clarifying rules. It's not about, whether or not state law should impact federal elections. This is purely and simply the federal parties want to be allowed to accept money from property developers because running political campaigns and so on costs a lot of money. So they want to maximise the range of sources available to them to access money. And so we had crossbenchers and independents that try to make a big fuss about it and try and block it. Obviously, they're outvoted when the Coalition and Labor combine. Jackie Lambie was not a happy camper about this, as you can imagine. Helen Haynes, the independent MP for Indi, not happy about this. Andrew Wilkie, the independent from Tasmania, he said that this law authorises brazen money laundering. Because if I give you money for your federal campaign, say I give you $14,000 for your federal election campaign, that frees up $14,000 from your other bank account to be used for other purposes.
Yeah.
So I'm still currying favour with you. I'm still now a really good mate of yours, and you might, talk to your mate to do me a favour.
What they should do, I've got an idea for a better system. They should just have a silent auction where you can donate and, the highest bidder gets to the government will do their bidding. It'd be much more productive, to actually just say, okay, well, look, that's going to cost you $1 million, right? Let's just put a price on it. Let's be open about it. Rather than this, this whole idea that you can donate money as a property developer in some of the states, whereas previously you couldn't, and now you can. And Labor and the government, who never worked together on anything really other than enabling corruption. That's what it is.
It's pretty poor form, really, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's certainly the case that this is likely to lead to more possibilities for corruption taking place.
Well, it's not going to lessen it, is it?
Well, no, indeed. And, there have been other, and the federal parliament, they sat down, they took the time and effort to change federal donations laws. Well, they could have put that time and effort into strengthening them. They could have put that time and effort into lowering the donations threshold so we know where they're getting their money from, so that we're kind of on par with the state rules. They could have made the rules real-time reporting so that we don't have to wait until after the election to find out who some of the donors are. But, so they were thinking about donations laws. They were changing donations laws, but they weakened them instead of strengthening them. So when you hear federal politicians talking about, we need to have strong anti-corruption rules and things like that, they say that, but look at their actions. Look at their actions. They weakened anti-corruption laws last week for their own benefit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty shameful, I think.
It took them over a year to introduce, like being savage with a wet lettuce bill, a corruption bill, because they were so busy with COVID, yet they managed to find the time to sit in a dark room and collude amongst each others to enable corruption. That's what it is, pure and simple. That's simply what it is.
Luke, just before we sign off, we're nearly out of time. Can I just ask you for a very quick reflection on the US presidential election?
We're asking everyone.
What are your thoughts?
I think the current situation in America just confirms how great our system is, how important it is that you have an independent electoral commission, how important it is that we have compulsory voting, how important it is that we have weekend voting, how important it is that you make sure you have independent systems and structures to make voting as smooth and easy as possible. I mean, Australians looking at the US situation, we can be pretty proud of how good our system is. You know, we've spoken today about, you know, some problems with our donations laws, but boy, look at the difference.
Yeah.
Things could be much worse. Our system overall is pretty bloody good.
It is.
Hear, hear. Well said, Luke. Thank you very much for that.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.